We had a social media shakeup this week as Meta, the company behind Facebook and Instagram, launched Threads, a conversation-based social media app that sits squarely in the same space as Twitter. My name is Bill Strand. I am Threads account number 53221, and I'm here to give you the lowdown. My goal in this episode is to let you know what Threads is, the high level of how to navigate it, and to give you an analysis as to how this might or might not fit into your social media outreach. Threads is the fastest growing social media app in history, with almost 80 million active users in the first 2 days. By the end of the fourth day, we are watching it head towards 100 million, which is an unheard of growth rate. It looks like Threads has broken free of the gravitational pull that keeps new apps flopping on the ground. But the last thing any of us needs is another social media app to divide our limited attention even further. So if I do my job right here, by the end of the episode, you should have a good idea as to whether it is worth your time to get caught up in this platform. New social media platforms are not worth jumping into because they are new, or even because it's been successful in gaining the critical mass necessary to be a viable platform. I will encourage you to try it, but then to make a strategic decision as to whether the platform serves you enough to peel off time and resources to add it to your list of outreaches you support. As I present this episode, explain what the app is, and give you my early analysis, I want you to consider whether Threads sounds like a better fit for you, or whether it will provide you with an opportunity you do not have now. Because, like every other platform, success on Threads will require regular attention to maintain your account and grow. So if you already have a full outreach load, you should not be asking, would a presence on Threads be good for me? But more of, what would a presence on Threads replace and serve me better? Diluting your efforts by adding platforms is not sustainable. Treat your productive time as the most valuable resource you have and guard it jealously. Now, before we move on, I need to set the stage. Threads is very new. It is all of 4 days old at the time of this podcast release. I am using past experiences evaluating social media strategy combined with what I am seeing in the new community after being on Threads since literally the first minute of official release. But note that this is a new land and it will grow in ways we can't predict right now. Everything that I'm sharing with you, as far as advice, is done so with the idea that my listener would like help understanding a new platform and learning enough to feel confident starting on Threads. No one knows what the vibe will ultimately be, and we will all be figuring that out together as it organically manifests. The value I hope to bring is that I'm going to be keeping daily attention towards it, and I will report how things develop here on the podcast and on my niche content creator Threads account. So whenever you feel it's time for you to try Threads out, you know where you can go to get the latest in what strategy is appropriate for the platform. With that framing of this episode, let's explore this new opportunity. From a high level, Threads is meant to be a conversational app. Although it does support both images and video, the primary post is text-based. And it's not a blog. You are limited to 500 characters per post. This is an app designed for quick thoughts to toss out into the digital ether to spark conversations. For those of you who are familiar with Twitter, you know the approach well. Threads is considered in direct competition with Twitter because it is the same format, but there are some interesting twists in how Threads has been launched that have already made it a different beast than Twitter. Let's just step back and take a look at what is a conversational format and does this format work for you? If you've been on Twitter, you know exactly whether this format works for you or not, so let me help the listeners that are not on Twitter. Meta populated Threads with Instagram users, so not everyone there is familiar with how to use Twitter. Twitter has not been a solid platform for many niche interests that found a welcoming home on Instagram. There just wasn't a sizable community there. So we need to bring the Instagrammer, YouTuber, or TikToker up to speed. Threads will be a good place for you if you have thoughts you want to share. The thoughts can be philosophical, educational, or humorous. Short-form video or long-form video up to 5 minutes can be posted, but that is more of a TikTok, Instagram, or YouTube-type post. While you can do pretty much whatever you want on this app, I would caution you against deciding you are just going to port over the approach that works on other apps. If you are going to open up and spend time maintaining another account, I would suggest you embrace the atmosphere and audience on that app. It's a valuable use of time to learn the differences in each of these apps you are on. They can't all be considered the same thing. Also, be sure to read the room. There is a palatable backlash against certain social media conditions. The three things that a general consensus has frowned upon in this first week are nastiness in general, short-form video, and those annoying trends. You can tell that there's been a significant grassroots resentment building against these things, and that is definitely coming out in Threads. And it's valid. The people coming to Threads are looking for something different than Twitter and Instagram, or else they would have stayed where they were. Just spending time on the app will give you an idea of the atmosphere, but I'll give you an example that might illustrate the differences. I have an account which services my niche, Chameleons. On Threads, I have posted that I intend to be at a trade show this weekend and asked who will be showing up. I posted a picture of a very blue chameleon and asked, is this even real? Where on Instagram I would post these things with images or video, I would actually not expect that much conversation. I would expect most of the viewers to look at it and move on. But on Threads, I am opening the door and expecting people to give short answers, to which I will respond back. So this is what I mean by it being conversational as opposed to being a presentation. With Threads, you are not up on the stage with the microphone like you are with Instagram, TikTok, or YouTube. You are mingling at a party, striking up conversations. And if you're not replying back, you won't get much future interaction. There is a like function and the typical follower count, so you can collect digital hearts and names if that fulfills you, but the object of this platform is to be interesting in a conversational way. And that is how you will grow. Now, some of you may have tried Twitter in the past and have decided it was just not your thing. Is this going to be any different? Well, I am in that boat. Every couple of years, I promise I'm going to work on my Twitter accounts and build that following. And after a week or two of trying, I decide this is garbage and I give up until a couple of years after when I will try again. Twitter is difficult for two reasons. The first is that it's established and very busy. You will have to fight very hard to get attention and get into the flow to gain followers. And that is only if people from your niche community are already there. For my chameleon account, for example, it was an uphill battle because there really isn't a strong reptile-keeping community on Twitter. So, who was I trying to speak to? Sure, I could have scraped together a following. Maybe I could have built the community myself. But what kind of return on investment would that be when I could just hang out on Instagram and have a hungry audience there already? So if the reason Twitter never became a prominent outreach for you was because of these difficulties finding an audience, Threads may now offer you another chance at the conversational format. The challenge any startup app is going to face is that you need to have a critical mass of people who are interested in talking about a certain subject to be on your app, or people won't come. It's kind of a catch-22. Nobody wants to come until people are already there. Example. Me and a handful of people from my niche community tried to establish a frontier base on the social media app Vero, and it felt like settling a colony across the ocean. We started enthusiastic, but it fizzled when we didn't reach critical mass. So what hope does the new social media app Threads have? Turns out they solved this problem by hooking it to Instagram. So if you go to your Instagram profile and tap the account hamburger, those are the three lines in the upper right corner of your profile. The second line in the drop-down menu says Threads. You tap that and you get a magic ticket. Tap the ticket and it sends you to download the Threads app. Once on Threads, it asks you if you want to download your Instagram settings. Agree and it populates your profile and then asks if you want to follow everyone you follow on Instagram. You have two choices. Say no and you start from ground zero. It's a fresh slate. I did that on one of my accounts, and I can say I'm not happy with the result. Yay, fresh slate. Which is exactly why starting a new social media account is so frustrating. So, I suggest you say yes, and then you can retain your community. I did that with my other two accounts, and I am much happier. Now, the one thing I would caution you against is agreeing to get notifications. Unless you're just starting out and are excited that anybody has noticed you, the notifications will very soon get annoying. But back to the whole idea of porting over your followers. This is a completely genius move, because within 48 hours, they ported over entire niche communities. The community is there, and it's already hooked together and can hit the ground running. I have had more engagement in the last 36 hours in Threads than I have in weeks on Twitter. Nobody wants to leave their friends and be transferred to a new school, but Threads transferred all your friends over too, and it works very well. Usually when joining a new social media app, you feel like you have to get a roadmap and figure out where to go. If you decide to try Threads out, you'll be dropped right into the middle of the party with people you know. And there are two very interesting aspects to this approach. First, the initial advantages of being early in a social media app aren't as pronounced. The reason why there is this sense of FOMO, that's fear of missing out, is that in every social media app start, early adopters had a hometown advantage in gaining followers while the competition was lower. But with people choosing to follow who they already follow on Instagram, you have an audience waiting for you. Presumably, all your Instagram followers chose to continue following you, and so you have your community essentially reserved for you, even if you show up fashionably late. Of course, this advantage is in place only if you came from Instagram and have a sizable following there to bring over. Otherwise, I'm afraid the same hustle to grow is needed here as it has for other apps. And I am actually doing both of those. With my Chameleon Academy account, I have a lot of followers that came over. With my niche content creator account, which has really just started on Instagram, I came over with very few. And I'm going to have that wonderful experience of building it up mostly from scratch. But hey, having those two experiences is great for me as I'm trying to help people come onto the app. So whether you're coming from Instagram with a large following or you're just starting from scratch, I'm there with you. The second interesting aspect here is that you'll soon get a wake-up call as to how many of your followers are real. If you've been on Instagram any length of time, you figure out that your follower number is made up of inactive accounts, bots, fake accounts, and maybe a handful of real people that actually care about what you're posting. It'll take a little bit of time for all the fake accounts to switch over to Threads. And granted, the European Union isn't on Threads yet. And this test really just measures how many of your followers have come to Threads and chose to have their community follow them. So the number you are seeing is filtered down a bit, but it'll give you a magnitude. And I think many of us will be sobered by that number. My numbers were slashed significantly for my long-term account, but I actually like that. I have been going against the trends, and instead of working hard to grow my follower number, for the last year and a half, I've been putting almost all my effort into taking care of the active followers I already have. So I would suggest not being sad about your Threads follower number being only a shadow of what it was on Instagram. Take this as an opportunity to enjoy knowing how many real people you have. Yes, it is absolutely worth engaging in growth strategies, but I suggest spending at least as much time taking care of the audience you already have. I have enjoyed increased satisfaction with my online efforts with this mindset. Now, Threads may be the perfect opportunity for you if you have struggled with playing the short-form video game. Many of us have had a rough time translating our outreach into short-form format. You may have had a tough time getting a foothold on TikTok because of this, but many of us were forced in a do-or-die fight when Instagram decided it would be the next TikTok and forced all of us image posters to do short-form video. Well, I guess it didn't force you to do short-form video. You had the full option of sitting in the corner and watching your account stagnate if you didn't want to do TikToks on Instagram. If that was you, and you never got terribly comfortable with Reels or TikTok, then this is an opportunity to use your words. You can use images and videos, for sure, but the words come first on Threads. So maybe you are not that good at videos or catching the latest trends. But can you weave a conversation or narrative? If your product or strength is in the visual realm, then you won't be leaving Instagram, TikTok, or YouTube as a place for your main efforts anytime soon. But if you have a little extra bandwidth in your day, you could consider establishing a basic Threads account and see if it gains traction or adds to your outreach. And if you decide to go on Threads, a natural question is, what do I post? I am writing this on the fourth day from launch, and it literally feels like a party on the app. Meta essentially took a conversation-based app and dumped a bunch of Instagrammers that are used to visual communication and were death marched into making reels. So most of the people on Threads have no idea what to post or how to do this. And so we have an opening where no one has a strategy. Everyone is just posting whatever they feel like. And I gotta say, it's been refreshing. Dare I say, it's even been fun. All the features aren't in place yet. I mean, the search bar only does accounts only, and there's hardly an algorithm implemented, but it has a feel of complete freedom. Eventually, things will settle down. Already you have the Instagram gurus giving advice as to how to succeed on a platform that no one is succeeding on, or telling you how to leverage Threads for your business. Please note, this is a perfect picture of how much people care about knowing what they are talking about before telling you they are an expert. Sure, we can make guesses, but right now, Threads is a new experience for everyone. Let's make this simple. For your first post, you can write a quick intro to who you are and what you do. Add a photo to the post and send it away. Then start sharing what you're doing day to day in your particular niche. I just love the wood grain in these cuckoo clocks. Has anyone spilled coffee on your white yarn? Maybe I should do more and sell it on Etsy. Or else be philosophical. Threads gives us the opportunity to be more real and share simple thoughts that don't require pulling out Canva, Photoshop, or some video editor. So you have the chance to do things with zero preparation or planning. It's interesting to note that there's already a backlash growing against the social media staples. The community is tired of the gurus and the exhausting quest for the latest trend and the constant churning out of short-form video. And at least at this early point, those things seem out of place on Threads. I can't say what tomorrow, next week, or next month will bring. When you have a platform like this, there isn't a whole lot of control you have over what culture grows from it. Instagram will try to guide it, but even they are under no illusions they can control it. These things are truly forces of their own, so we can't tell where it will go. We can only share where it is right now and where it looks like it's going. But we will definitely be revisiting the status of Threads in about 6 months and see where it is gone. At the very least, it is fascinating to watch this in real time. In this digital realm, a community of almost 100 million people just appeared and are now interacting. Where this goes will be quite the show. But let's get back to how we're going to be using Threads. I think the first thing to keep in mind is use Threads differently from what you have been doing in other places. Don't treat it as just another platform you are copying and pasting your content to. Yes, you can do that between Reels, TikTok, and YouTube Shorts because those are basically the same thing. They were meant to be the same thing, for better or for worse, but that's a different topic. Don't just paste the same stuff you are doing on Instagram. Show a different side of you. It remains to be seen how things will settle in, but I'm using Threads like an even more spontaneous form of Instagram stories where I just fire off a thought without any ceremony or preparation. So I'm giving a more casual side of me. I'm treating my Threads audience like I would a closer friend. Obviously, this is public, so I'm not saying I'm sharing the results of my latest physical exam, but for every story or reel I post on Instagram, there are 10 thoughts that don't make it to the image selection phase or search for trending sounds. I can now just write those 10 thoughts as different posts in Threads as they come to me. No fuss. Will that become the thing that resonates with this new community? To be determined, but I can guarantee it will be different than what we are posting on Instagram, because we don't need a new app to repeat what we're doing already. Threads better offer a different experience, or else we're not going to bother with it. We are already under enough pressure with all these different social media platforms that we're not looking for a new one to add to the list. Twitter users may be grateful for a replacement where they can do the same thing they were doing there, but Instagram users aren't looking for a replacement. And since the majority of the new users are from Instagram, you can see how that in itself is going to dictate where this goes. We could have all gone onto Twitter if conversational text is what we wanted. Threads needs to give a different experience from both Instagram and Twitter. So approach it like that and find a different side of you to share on Threads. Of course, if you felt like you didn't fit in on Instagram and were struggling to keep up with reels and trends, this might really be your time to shine. I know I did not go willingly into being a Reels poster, but now I don't usually bother with anything else when I'm on Instagram. Perhaps a number of us will find we can go back to what we were comfortable with before. I am sure we really can't go back, and this isn't an image-sharing app, but we shall see what comes of it. While Threads will still have that addictive quality to it where hours can evaporate, it is a different kind than with Reels or TikTok. With Reels and TikTok, you turn your brain off and soak up entertainment. It becomes a passive activity. With Threads, you will have to read the posts, and every post is going to invite interaction. So the doom scroll we know so well and we donate hours of what should be sleep time to is not going to be the same thing here. Sure, we may still use all that sleep time to scroll through the threads, but on threads you have to stop and read each post. So as a content creator, take advantage of that. How can you use that? Don't waste it by regurgitating your reels on threads. And here's my personal feeling, suggestion, opinion, and maybe warning. There will be the inevitable time to figure out how to grow your follower number on threads, and you will be tempted to try to start conversations just to grow your follower count. That's what the app's all about, right? Well, we, you, everyone can tell when someone is trying to get our engagement to juice their numbers, but really doesn't care about the experience. That's when you enter into this social media guru mode and you ask questions you really don't care about just to get engagement and rack up your numbers. I think we can all smell those a mile away. What are you doing this weekend? What is your favorite movie quote? Yeah, these are nice questions to ask on a first date. But how many of you want to spend your time answering a question you know they don't care about and won't read if it's more than 10 replies down? The only people that get responses to questions like that are ones that have fan followings who just want to try and get attention from the celebrity or guru or have their name show up on the post in hopes to get followers themselves. I mean, yes, that is the game, and if it works for you, then have at it. But if you are a niche content creator, then you probably have a mission in what you do, and so you care about who actually is following you. I'm nowhere near a social media prophet that will tell you what will work with your one niche out of the million of niches out there, but being authentic means not posting to fill space and a daily quota. It means being mindful of what you post and making it relevant. How do you do that? I say, make it personal and something you care about. So let's take that weekend quote. Instead of, what are you doing over the weekend? How about posting? After a long week doing more social media than I should, I am faced with a weekend where I can rest and try not to feel like the world is going on without me. What are your plans for this weekend? Social media blackout or more threads? Obviously, share however much you are comfortable with and is appropriate for your audience you are gathering. But when you form a question like that, it shows that you are invested in the post and your readers will take note. All right, let's go over a couple of specs and features of threads. And it's pretty simple, really. Each post can be 500 characters, so no long-winded essays. You can post video up to 5 minutes and any sized image. People are already experimenting with how to make the most of the 10 image per post capacity, and when tapped, the 10 images will flow together like carousels on Instagram. So there may be some fun you can have there. Pressing the pen and paper icon in the middle of your icon bar allows you to put together a post. Very similar to Instagram, so this process should come naturally. You do have some tools to avoid the trolls if they become annoying. For every post, you can allow anyone to respond, and that's the default. Or else you can restrict it to just people you follow, or else just whomever is mentioned in the post. When you view your post feed by pressing the home icon, you will be given a feed where there are people you follow and people the very light algorithm is wondering if you like. On each post, you will have the options of replying with a comment, liking it, reposting it to your home feed, or else quoting it, which means reposting it to your feed, but allowing you to make a comment of your own on it. The heart is to like the post. The speech bubble is to comment, the two arrows chasing each other are to repost or quote, and the paper airplane shares it to your Instagram story, Instagram main feed, or even to your Twitter account. And I like that they made a special button that allows you to repost to your Twitter account. Nothing like poking the bear, right? And for the inevitable trolls, you can block or mute profiles. Blocking wipes them off your digital existence, while mute allows you to show that you are still following them, but you don't have to see any of their stuff on your feed. Like that crazy uncle, where you have to keep up appearances for the family's sake, but you really don't want to hear about lizard people controlling the government day in and day out. Those features will get you through your experimentation period. There are other features, and this is a dynamic situation. Expect to see more and more capabilities pop up every day. The app was launched bare bones, and they are actively building the full feature set. I will keep track of what's going on and announce it all on the Niche Content Creator Threads account, so traipse on down to there and subscribe to that account. There are two features that are painfully missing for me. The first is the ability to edit your posts. Leave out a word or misspell something, and it is permanent unless you delete the post and write it again. And if you have multiple accounts, switching between them is a pain because you have to log out and then log back in under the different account. They at least make it easy to pick between accounts. And Adam Mosseri, the head of Instagram and Threads, has promised this is on the list, so I guess I just need to be patient. And finally, the question is going to be, how do you grow on Threads? Like every social media app, you grow your following by being part of the action. Comment on other people's posts with thoughtful and meaningful replies. And that gets you noticed by the person posting and the people reading the replies. I know the first inclination is to show off your expertise in your replies, but that generally is annoying and turns people off. Be genuine, be respectful, and be positive. Be the type of person that a stranger scrolling by would say, "Hey, I'd like more of that in my life." So where does this all leave us? We are left with an amazing social media experience that we can watch develop in real time. Threads has been released in a manner, and with a timing, that it's being populated by battle-hardened veterans of this format limping in from Twitter and bright-eyed innocents from Instagram that are trying to figure out this new posting strategy. What happens when you mix those two demographics together? Well, no one knows. The team at Instagram is keen on doing their best to ensure it does not become the toxic environment that is found on Twitter, but there's only so much you can do. Social media sites have a life of their own. You can guide them and try to control them, but that sometimes just makes the unruly mob more rebellious. But I can tell you, after the first few days, that there seems to be a strong will among the people to resist toxicity. I see threads being reposted all over saying not to engage with the hate posts, just block them. So there is a real appetite from the people coming from Twitter to not allow this app to slide into what they came from. I'd like to be optimistic and believe we can do this, at least in the short term. When people forget how bad it can be, that is when the cycle starts again. But we have some time before that happens. I suggest you get yourself an account and try it out. If it's not to your liking, then no harm done. If you've been struggling to keep up with the trends and reels and TikToks, then this might be the app that changes your social media experience. As I said, I will be doing a daily post on the Niche Content Creator Threads account and a fact, tip, or trick on how to use Threads integrated in with the standard niche content creation posts. Case in point, I haven't really fired up the Niche Content Creator account on Instagram. It was difficult to represent the material I wanted to present in the visual format, but the format presented by Threads is perfect. So I will be spending the bulk of Niche Content Creator time here on Threads. Between Chameleon Academy, Reptile Entrepreneur, and Niche Content Creator Outreach, they all have different primary platforms based on how I like sharing that niche material. And Threads, for me, has nicely filled a need and has given me a better platform for some of the ways I want to share. And that is the analysis I'd like you to do. Don't be on five different platforms because they are popular. Figure out your style and be on the two or three platforms that will allow you to be insanely good at what you do. Thank you for being here with me. This is an exciting time to be involved with content creation, and I look forward to strategically integrating Threads into my digital portfolio. And I invite you to drop on by my account on Threads, pick up your daily tip, ask any questions you have, and let me know what you think of everything that's going on. This is Bill Strand signing off, and I will see you next time.